The following monologue was recorded on Sunday, December 6th, before the announcement of the Ohio State-Michigan game being canceled on the afternoon of Tuesday, December 8th. It was cut from time from the December 7th, the DJBC Happy Hour. But enjoy the monologue anyway. From show 362, the game or not the game? That is the question. But the question has already been answered. From WCRS-FM in Columbus, Ohio, streaming online all over the world at WCRSFM.org, this is the DJBC Happy Hour. With your host, Brian Curtis. Welcome to the DJBC Happy Hour. The show is pre-recorded, it is the weekend. If it was live, this show would totally be 2 hours at least, and I would be rambling around like a fool lashing out at a grocery store because I had a lot of groceries, and then my card got declined, but then people are cashless now, just like at Kitty's. But it is the most wonderful time of the year on this show.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle-belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Because it is Ohio Week. And you're asking, isn't Ohio University down in the land of Appalachia, Bobcats, and Joe Burrow? Well, sit down. If you've been listening to the last 361 shows, Ohio is the university that is along the banks of the Olentangy River. We don't say their full name, and even Brady Hoke just called them Ohio. Why should it be any different that we call the guys Ohio? Because they don't call Michigan, Michigan.
Ryan, I wonder if you've had a chance at any point to think big picture about the challenge you're facing. This is very different than preparing for Michigan.
Lori, it's Steve up north. Please don't use that word.
Precisely. Brady Hoke called the school Ohio. Charles Woodson referred to them as you-know-who.
You know, I talked about Desmond and myself running down that sideline to victory against you-know-who. And you know what? You guys haven't experienced that feeling very much against that school. And it hurts my heart. It really does. It really does.
Why should it be different? I mean, that school crosses out the letter between L and N because they think it's cute. Oh, it's cute. Let's cross out all the M's on campus. Newsflash. That's the first sign that you need to repeat the first grade. I mean, they wouldn't cross out the letter between N and P in Ann Arbor. Because O is not only an essential letter, it's one of the 5 letters that you could actually buy on Wheel of Fortune. Vanna White never told you that? Well, I'm telling you now. But I love that red X emoji, you know, because I use it for any variation of the eyes. If you've seen my colorful Facebook posts on facebook.com/thedjbch, the number 2, the letter O, please like the page because we also are sharing community events around the holidays this year because it's a strange holiday season. More on that coming up. But I love that red X emoji because I use it whenever I talk about the guys, and so should you. But I know that most of the guy fans use it, especially for this week and in reference to that team up north.
Lori, it's team up north. Please don't use that word.
And oh, by the way, Deshaun Isaac trolled the DJBC Happy Hour by saying, join a winner. Well,
Lori, it's team up north. Please don't use that word.
At Ohio State, one of my instructors at Columbus State Community College, who is a proud daughter of Maize and Blue, said, Michigan, they care more about academics than athletics. And Ohio, I mean, that school can't even say that. I mean, they've had national champion quarterbacks with 0.0 GPA. Oh, wait, that was Reggie Germany. They had players that tweeted about skipping school that won national championships. I mean, it's all about the Benjamins. And if that was the case, Justin Fields would still be down in Georgia, getting his butt beat by Kyle Trask in the Gator Bowl, the world's largest virtual cocktail party in 2020. But it's the holiday season right now.
It's the holiday season. Santa Claus has got a toy for every good girl and good little boy. He's got a great big bundle of joy.
La 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 la. And it feels weird, because a lot of the holiday songs that we're accustomed to, they feel outdated this year because of social distancing and COVID. Here is just a sampling.
Shake hands with Santa Claus.
It's a difficult responsibility that you accept from the number one lawmaker, me. Have it known throughout the land from sea to sea.
I saw Daddy kissing Santa Claus underneath a mistletoe last night.
In case you haven't noticed, there's festive things to do
underneath a mistletoe last night.
Where is our voice to answer mine back? Where are two shoes that click to my clack? I'm all alone in the world.
Don't hurry.
Maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on while I
pour. Neighbors might think.
Maybe it's bad out there.
Do they know it's Christmas time at all?
Mary, did you know?
When the party starts and the night is young, go and find where the mistletoe's hung. And if standing there is a pretty miss, get yourself a mistletoe kiss. If she looks at you with her wondering eyes, just pretend it's a big surprise. You can find romance and a lot of bliss through a simple mistletoe kiss.
My arms so loving, a kind of oven to melt the sleet and snow. I'll keep you warm in December.
Can't remember worse December. Watch those icicles form. What do I care? Icicles form. Got my love to keep me warm.
I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe last night.
Rocking around Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see. Every couple tries to stop.
Oh, he has gone nuts at Christmas on that jolly holiday. I'll go in the red like a knucklehead, cause I'll squander all my pay. Oh, he has gone nuts at Christmas. Shopping sure drives me berserk. On the day before, I'll rush in a store like a poor bewildered jerk.
This is the mistletoe jam.
Lots of fun you're sure to miss if you don't get that mistletoe kiss.
This is why wearing masks and social distancing was so important.
Everybody kiss somebody.
I want your Christmas kisses.
Your Christmas kisses.
Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you. Kiss her once for me.
Baby, it's cold. Baby, it's cold outside.
This is why wearing masks and social distancing was so important way back in March. However, President Trump's lack of leadership was his undoing.
You're fired.
You know, I should be standing under the mistletoe right now, but even little Dr. Fauci said, no! This Christmas is awkward because all of the tree lightings were canceled, or they went virtual this year. Another reason to like the DJBC Happy Hour on Facebook. If you can't go there, apparently we share stuff, because on our Facebook page, facebook.com/the DJBCH, the number 2, the letter O, I've gone to so many tree lightings this year from the comfort of my own device, because they're all virtual. But facebook.com/the DJBCH, numero dos, the letter O. We've shared tree lightings from Pickerington, Gahanna, Powell, Dublin, Westerville. As we're taping this monologue, Bexley's just wrapped up, and coming up on Sunday night, Hilliard's is also Sunday nights as well on their Facebook page, respective cities' Facebook page. Those tree lightings all went virtual, and we even shared on our Facebook page a sneak peek of the It's a Wonderful window display in Old Worthington, which was a walking tour virtually done with the mayor of Old Worthington herself, the woman behind the Old Worthington Partnership, their executive director, Anina Parini, who went with tourism director of Experience Worthington, Beth Decker. That's Decker with two Ks. And they took a sneak peek of all the window displays that all the shops in the Old Worthington district have done. If you're in Worthington, you can check those out all December long and pick your favorite as well. And on Tumblr, on djbcadventures.tumblr.com, we got the DJBC Holiday Tumblr Tour going back into our vault. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. But back to Ohio Week. It is Ohio Week. Ohio Week. But it feels like there should be an asterisk attached in case this game is canceled. By the way, this monologue was recorded on Sunday night around 5:30, 6 o'clock, and Sunday afternoon, Ohio's president, Dr. Christina, that's with a K, Johnson, tweeted that she's ready for Ohio Week using that red X emoji that I talked about where the letter M should be again. That's like studying for a midterm and having Cardale Jones and Reggie Germany as your tutors. Speaking of Ohio, if the game is canceled, the Big Ten athletic directors will try to ram the and the Big Ten Championship at 5-0, even though Indiana deserves to be there with stellar wins against Michigan, Wisconsin, and Penn State, which would open the door for Northwestern to win the Big Ten. Yes, Northwestern, a school known for its acting and journalism alumni rather than their athletic prowess or lack thereof, Northwestern would win the Big Ten on the 25th anniversary of this moment.
We should keep Michigan down here where they belong, just like the rest of them teams, and go up there and just keep their butt like we did everybody else.
When the guys got
Bianca Batuca
in the big house. Yeah, you'll hear that later. Bianca Batuca.
Bianca Batuca.
313 yards against Ohio in 1995, upstaging eventual Heisman champ Eddie George. Charles Woodson owning David Boston. Now, if this game is actually played this Saturday, we were thinking of starting next week's show with a spoof of the All in the Family theme song, Those Were the Days.
Or the way Tom Harmon played.
The Michigan band playing on the stage Street Parade. The Fab Five, they had it made. Those were that. Okay, we're not going to do that. But if not, it'll be tabled, because the game's going to be canceled. And finally, our condolences go out to BYU. Their championship bubble got burst at the one-yard line on Saturday night in Conway, South Carolina, when they lost to Coastal Carolina 22-17. That game was actually not even scheduled a week ago. Coastal Carolina's opponent, Liberty, which is the school that Hugh Freeze went to after the whole thing that went down at Ole Miss that gave Michigan Shea Patterson. We're grateful for that. I wish Shea was our quarterback now, otherwise we would have a shot against Ohio. But Liberty, which is Jerry Falwell's university in Lynchburg, Virginia, they canceled because they had COVID cases. So BYU, which is out in Provo, Utah, called on Wednesday saying, hey, we'd like to play you guys. ESPN College Game Day was already going to be in Conway anyway. Dustin Johnson, who was a celebrity guest picker and Coastal Carolina alum, was the only one to pick Coastal Carolina to beat BYU. BYU was stopped short at the one-yard line as time expired because they used all their timeouts. Reminiscent of, remember that last play of Super Bowl 34. Kevin Dyson of the Tennessee Titans was stopped short, stretching it, trying to stretch through the end zone, the goal line, and was stopped short. And the greatest show on turf, the St. Louis Rams won. It had shades of that, remember? And the game had a clever moniker, Mormons versus Mullets. Who knew in South Carolina they had people with mullets? I thought it was Kentucky, Tennessee, maybe Chillicothe. But it was like a spin-off, you know, Notre Dame, Miami, Catholics versus convicts, or Notre Dame and Ohio State, Catholics versus convicts. Same thing, same thing, same thing here. Mormons versus mullets, because Brigham Young University, you know, they're all Mormons. Utah, does that ring a bell? Of course it does ring a bell, but it was a catchy theme. And they had t-shirts right there that said Mormons versus mullets and a hashtag Mormons versus mullets. And it caught on. And Coastal Carolina crept up closer to the top 10. They didn't get quite in the AP top 10, but close enough after the surprise win. And the game lived up to its hype. I mean, two 9-0 teams up against each other with everything on the line, including an outside chances crashing the college football playoff party, because nobody wants to see the Buckeyes get in. Nobody! But hats off to a game scheduled only 3 days out. And Ohio, Michigan gets canceled. They'll say, why can't we play? Well, Nebraska tried. And Big Ten told Nebraska, sit down, boy. Sit down, son. Scott Frost is like pulling his hair out right now. And as we tape this monologue, Michigan just pulled away from Central Florida. It was a close first half. Second half, not so much. Oh my goodness. Could Michigan be back in the top 25? They shouldn't have been knocked out anyway. To quote Rodney Dangerfield, no respect! No respect! Michigan basketball can't get no respect! Michigan sports can't get no respect! The ladies, our wonderful women's basketball team, on Thursday night pulled off the shocker in South Bend, beating Notre Dame by 10. No respect for Michigan sports. All right, we got a great show for you. It is Ohio Week, asterisk. We don't know yet if the game will be played, but if not, hit me up, because it's going to be a long game, a long afternoon on Saturday, because this team, the team has quit. But if we are on next Monday, we do have some counter programming on ESPN. The Battle of the Browns Part 2. The Cleveland Browns try to avenge that early opening day beatdown in Cleveland. Next Monday night, 8:15 on ESPN, Ravens-Browns. And the Ravens play tomorrow, knock on wood. Remember that Wednesday afternoon, well, it started at 3:30, it ended at night, okay, give or take, yeah, Wednesday afternoon game. This is the first season in NFL history that they've played a football game every day of a calendar week, because there are going to be games. I think there's going to be at least one game on Christmas, which is a Friday this year, and There was already a Tuesday game earlier this year, no thanks to the Tennessee Titans having their own COVID issues. So this has been a unique season in football on all levels. But this week is going to be a great week to try to produce a radio show on community radio, because we don't know what we're going to get. Thanks, Michigan. You ruined 2020. Thanks, Harbaugh. This is the DJBC Happy Hour on WCRS FM 92.7 and 98.3 and online all over the world at WCRSFM.org. Check out the new lineup of shows on WCRSFM.org. And to donate to WCRS this holiday season, go to WCRSFM.org/donate.
Okay, Muppet Glee Club on stage, please. Muppet Glee Club, okay. All right, everybody in position, please. Okay, everybody ready? Now, does anybody here have a favorite song?
Yes!
What song is that?
Temptation!
Since there seems to be some consensus of opinion here, the Muppet Glee Club will now render Temptation. One and two and.
Dum da 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 dum.
Are you speaking Hawaiian?
No, I bit my tongue.
You cannot have one without the other. Temptation and the Hawaiian war chant. I mean, didn't you learn anything from watching those Hail from Home virtual pregames this season? You can't have Temptation without the Hawaiian war chant. They're like a married couple. It's tradition. And so is beating the guys, which hasn't happened in 3,300 days. The game, Saturday at noon. Asterisk. We don't know yet, because it could be canceled by the time this is on the air. This is the DJBC Happy Hour on WCRS-FM 92.7 and 98.3 and streaming online all over the world at WCRSFM.org.